Good morning, church. Let's stand and sing. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
I think I blew that way too high, y'all. I am so sorry about that. Let's get this right. I don't know how to start this one. I'll blow a G.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpets sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Amen. Stay standing, please. I think that happened because Jacob is in the audience, and he would judge me the most for that. So thank you, Jacob. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving this space that we can sing, where we can be with others, be with our friends and our family, Lord. Thank you for giving us this space where we can just come and be with you, most importantly. Come and be with your spirit, with your people, Lord. So let us not just come here and then leave. Let us come here, fill up our tank, and then disperse that tank of your goodness throughout the week, Lord. Let this be the place where we come and where we fill up that tank, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And before we go on, because it is Mother's Day, I want you to go find a mother and give them a hug.
You see Virginia yet?
I gotta make sure I know what to do.
That's a I'm
just gonna sing that the entire time.
Okay.
And we'll sing bass and sing
tenor. Yeah, I'm sure. Thank you for doing that this morning. Avery's gonna read right after you, too.
Where is he gonna read?
Huh?
Avery?
Let's continue in song. Please be seated if you may. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia, alleluia, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia, alleluia, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. All right, there's a song before Alex is going to come and give us a communion talk. I don't think we can sit during this song. This is four part, The Greatest Command. So let's stand for this one song, please.
Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. Love one another, for God is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love.
Amen.
So happy to see everybody together and visitors with us today. Today we celebrate those who are very special in our life, those that have guided us and raised us and supported us and been in the trenches with us. And I want to read in Luke 2, starting in verse 41, because I want to look at the example before us of the mother of Jesus. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a parent to a perfect person, a perfect child, a perfect man. But I want to focus in because even being a parent to the perfect human being that came before us didn't mean that, you know, Mary was perfect herself, right? She was a parent, she loved, she cared. So let's go ahead and read together. It says, every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to their custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Jesus replied. He said, "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them, was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Please bow with me. Lord, today as we gather together, as we worship you, we pray that we focus on you and your perfect, perfect gift that we do not deserve, Lord. As we celebrate the mothers that have given us life, the mothers that have supported us and been there with us, the mothers who love us, Lord, we pray that we remember where that love came from, Lord, that you loved us and gave us the ultimate gift, Lord. We pray that we remember that sacrifice you've given us, Lord, and that even you came to this earth and became human and had a mother just like us. And we pray that today we focus on that, remember that ultimately you came, you loved, you died, and you rose again. It's in your son's name we pray, amen. Now, is there anyone that doesn't have a cup? We can get you one. Okay. Reflecting over this verse, there's a couple things that I think are so prevalent. The first part is, obviously, after a day realizing, right, talk about home alone, after a day of not realizing that your son isn't with you, right, Kevin, realizing your son isn't with you, and then it takes you 3 whole days to find him, right? So when they finally found him, like any parent would, they say, "Son, why have you treated us like this?" Like any parent would, "Why did you do this to us? Why didn't you tell us or let us know, or why didn't you come with us like we thought you were going to come with us? We've been anxiously searching for you." But Jesus, being perfect, said, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" They didn't understand it at the time, right? It says they did not understand what he was saying to them. But I want this next verse is so crucial. It says, then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to him. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. So even in that very moment, Jesus, being perfect, knew and understood that his parents were anxious, that his parents were hurt, and grew in wisdom from his mother. learned to be what I imagine, now this is speculation, but what I imagine to be more loving, more kind, more compassionate to others because of his very mother. Even being perfect and doing what his father, his heavenly father, called him to do, which was the right thing to do, he still learned a valuable lesson from his mother, right? And being in that compassionate role and being a human being. And even still, I love that it says that his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Please bow with me. Lord, as we celebrate today, one, for the mothers in our life, the same way, Jesus, you had your mother in your life that you grew from, that you matured from, that you gained favor with God from. Lord, but we grow together as parents, as mothers, as fathers. We learn how to trust in you. We learn how to be patient, how to be kind, how to be compassionate. Lord, and we pray that we remember that today as we fellowship together. Why? Because you have given us the ultimate gift. You have given us the very solution to the biggest problem, overcoming death. We pray that as we go out today, as we celebrate with our family, with our friends, that we be the light in the world, the way that you are the light in the world, Lord. That we show the world that we are doing our Father's will. As Jesus said, he said, "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" And we pray that we take that example, Lord, and we go forward knowing that we are here because you saved us, not because anything we do saves us, but because you have given us the ultimate gift. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. And now we'll go ahead and pray for the offering. Lord, we're so blessed to be here with everything going on in our life, in the world around us. We come here and we worship you. We listen to you. We open our hearts to you. We pray that we can continue to do your work, Lord. That those who have the ability to give can give freely, Lord, knowing that it will go to the good works that continue to push your kingdom forward. And we pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Quick announcement before we move on. As was mentioned last week, we are partnering with the Kanawha Valley Church on Vacation Bible School this year. And that is going to be June 9th through 12th. Starting at 5:30 p.m., and it's followed up by a karaoke party, so that'll be exciting and fun. We're going to show a quick video for it, and this is an opportunity for our kids, and also there are volunteer opportunities as well, and they'll need help with skits and teachers just like any other VBS. And so Sheila Dale is our contact, and so if you have information or are willing to help with that effort, please see Sheila Dale.
When you get really good news, it makes you want to dance. It makes you want to tell your friends. It makes you want to celebrate. Well, here's some good news. Jesus came to show his love for us. He didn't come to show love for just some of us. Jesus came to make sure everyone knows they are loved. Join us for fun games, amazing worship, and incredible truths from the Bible. The best part is, everyone is invited. So who's ready? It's time to celebrate the good news! Let's start the party!
It's time to start the party! It's time to start the party! Oh yeah!
All right. You're gonna read now.
Proverbs 31:28-30. her children arise and call her, blessed her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but they surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears to the Lord, he is to be praised.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition and vain conceit. Rather, in humiliation, values others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ is Jesus, who, being in very natural God, didn't know consider equality with God some things to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very natural of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Great job, kids. Holy moly. And now it's time for y'all to go to your own class. And let's stand and sing as they leave. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. All right. We're going to sing one song, and Chris is going to come and bless us. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid,
Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay. Light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Please be seated.
First of all, I want to thank Liam and Virginia for reading scripture this morning. I thought they did an outstanding job, and that takes a lot of guts and courage for them to do that, so I really appreciate it. They did a great job. I'm going to reread both those scriptures at some point while we talk for a few minutes this morning. I'll start with Proverbs 31, 28 through 30. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Let's pray together. Father God, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for this time that we have together, and we're thankful for the women in our lives, for our mothers, our teachers, our friends, our friends' mothers, all the women in our lives that have given of themselves to help us become better people, to teach us right from wrong, to provide us with wisdom and guidance and love. And we just want to take a few minutes this morning and lift them up to you. We're so thankful for the women in our lives. And it's in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. So, yeah, Proverbs that I just read says, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And so that's what we're doing this morning. We are going to praise the women in our lives because you fear the Lord, and you raise us, you teach us, you help us, you nurture each of us. And I know we all, obviously everyone here has had a mother. Not all of us have been a mother, but we have all experienced motherly love. And so when I use the term mother this morning, I'm not talking about just mothers. I'm talking about all the ladies and women that nurture us and help us become more Christ-like. So as I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this morning, I began to think about, you know, what's the most special quality in a mother? You know, a lot of things came to mind. You know, there's countless qualities that I could sit here and talk about. But the one that stood out to me and the one that I landed on was the word sacrifice. When I think about the moms and the women in my life, that is the one quality that jumps out at me, sacrifice. And you know, what do women sacrifice for their families? Again, it's countless. And as I began to think about it, it could go on and on and on. I could probably speak as long as Steve Kenny this morning if I had to, but I won't do that. some of the things that that did jump out at me are women give up their identity. They give up who they are. I've actually heard women who have had families, when the kids grow up and leave, they don't know who they are. They're saying, I have given my life for my kids, and I need to find who I am. I need to find out what I like. I don't even remember what I like anymore. They give up their identity for their families. They give up their physical body. Housing a child for nearly a year is insane to me. I can't imagine just the pain, the discomfort, the joy. There's great things about it too, but they give up their physical bodies. And your physical body changes through the birthing process, certainly, and as we get older. Our mental health, carrying the burden and the worries of those we love, the kids that we have, our friends' kids, all the people that are in our lives, certainly a sacrifice of our own mental health, of your own mental health. Sleep. I mean, there's a basic one, but I mean, I remember when our kids were little, the baby was hungry. I'd say probably 9 times out of 10, it was Renee that helped those kids out. Every once in a while, maybe I was there to do it, but generally, the moms give up their sleep. They give up their time, their money. They make career decisions based on what's best for their kids. And so the sacrifices that you as women make for us as a family are never ending. And that is why I believe Proverbs tells us that we are to praise you. And we shouldn't just do it on Mother's Day. We should praise you all the time. And so, but we are doing that today. We are praising the women of our church this morning. So in a few minutes ago, Liam read Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. And I'm going to reread that. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. As I was thinking about how is it that people make this decision to be sacrificial? And it really, to me, is born out of a sense of humility, which is basically what Philippians says. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking for your own self-interest, but to each of you to the interests of others. That, to me, is exactly what each of you, ladies today, do for each of us. You value, in humility, you value others above yourself. Again, you know, I've been blessed. I've been blessed with a mother here on earth. I'm blessed with great grandmothers and certainly teachers. Some of my friends' moms were quick to pull a switch off a tree and smack me across the rear end too. I've had mothers throughout my life. I've had many of you who have been quick to point out to me, hey, you know, you haven't thought about this. You need to think through what is the wise thing for you to do. What's the wise decision? I continue to be mothered by you, even though I'm 53 years old now. And so for that, I'm very thankful. Again, I believe that your attitude is born out of a sense of humility and a recognition that others have needs and a decision. I don't think that this is something that that is born in you. I think it is a conscious decision that you make to put others' needs before your own. We're going to take a second here. There's a very short video we're going to share, and then I'll wrap up with a few more words.
She is everything. A woman, a warrior, a wonder. A mother, a grandmother, mentor, auntie, stepmother, or any other way to say mom. She is the calm in stormy seasons. She brings peace, and when she speaks, she says everything. She encourages, captivates, sets us straight when we go astray, and we can never repay her. She is favored and faithful, and facing the future with a smile and an open hand, an open heart, an open home. She is bold, brave, never afraid to tell us what we need to hear. She is near, even when she's miles away. She is present, a gift, a grace, a goodness that cannot be reckoned. She is respected, refined, resilient over time, and time and time again, she proves her beauty is more than skin deep. She is brilliant. She is becoming and believing for the best, even in the face of the worst. She works and she wins, even when the odds are against her. She is strong, steady, ready for anything, and she does everything. All the things that only she can do. She is true, tried, trusted. She embodies comfort, compassion, joy, and gladness are her definition. Patience and kindness, her disposition. She loves her children like it's nobody's business, but she makes it her business, and we all bear witness that she gives everything she has to everyone she has been given. And it is written that beauty will flee and charm will mislead, but a mother will always be and do and give, because she is everything.
You, the ladies of our church, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, our family here. We honor you today because each of you is a powerful, spiritual, Christ-like example for each of us. And so we have the kids that came back in. We're going to ask you, all the ladies, to either stand or raise your hand. The kids are going to bring each of you a flower. Once you receive your flower, you can put your hand down or sit back down. And we just want to take this opportunity to thank you and honor you this morning.
Figuring it out. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, happy Mother's Day to all you lovely ladies. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you, Sarah, for being not my mom, but my children's mom. All right, and we're going to close out in song here, and then Tom McNeely is going to come up and pray us out. So let's stand and sing, please.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, let me see all the things you are, all the things you want me to be. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, on me. Holy Spirit, let me see all the things you are, all the things you want me to be. Holy Spirit, breathe on me all the things you are, all the things you want me to be. Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
Good to see everyone out today. I'd like to add my happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and to all the women who have nurtured and helped raise each of us. So remember in your prayers, Brother Nick is in the hospital and had some surgery and is hopefully recovering soon. And be able to pray for Linda and pray for all those that are on our prayer list. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this, another beautiful day that you've created and blessed us with. We thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy and your grace, and pray that you continue to watch over and care for us. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to assemble here today, to sing these songs, and to take this opportunity to praise the women in our life, those that have given so much for us. And Father, in that giving, we thank you for Christ Jesus, and we thank you for the sacrifice that he made in giving his life that all who believed in him might have life eternal. Father, we have so many that are on our prayer list, and we want to add Nick to that, and we pray that you be with him and help him and the doctors that are attending to him, and be with Linda and his family. Father, we just pray that you'd watch over each one of us, all those that couldn't be here today that need your care, and we know that you know who they are and what their needs are. We pray that you be with them. Father, we just thank you so much for those that were able to come out today, and we thank you for this opportunity to worship you. Father, as we leave this place to go out into the world, we pray that you watch over us, keep us safe from harm until that time, and we can return and worship you again. For these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.